谢谢敬拜团，每次在正道之前，让我们对主献上敬拜。
We thank God for the worship team to lead us before the sermon. We have to worship God.
谢谢 Barbara 跟 Zoe， 还有我们
司琴，
还有弹小提琴的弟兄，我们都谢谢他们。
And the pianist and violinist.
我开始讲这个人物的系列，讲了到现在是第四次。
This is the first time I'm talking about the biblical characters.
那我第一次不是讲一个人物，是讲上帝如何操练一个人，使他成熟。
The first time actually I'm not talking about person, but rather it's like how God discipline a person so he can become mature.
那我曾经跟大家讲过这个有六人生有六个阶段。
I once talked about there's six stages in life.
那么然后我就讲到亚伯拉罕。
And then we talked about Abraham.
讲到亚伯兰以后讲到雅各
and then followed by Jacob.
那我今天再讲一个人物
So today I'm going to talk about another character.
那就讲到摩西
which is Moses.
那摩西那因为我们已经快接近了很多教会在十月十一月就是宣道月
Many churches has mission week mission month in October or November
所以我就把摩西这个题目跟宣教稍微连了一点点
So I try to connect the life of Moses to mission
那我们就看这个他是蒙怎么蒙召然后他的使命是什么？然后他如何委身
？So we're going to talk about his calling, mission, and his commitment.
大概三年前，我跟我内人，我们有一次有个机会到地中海去坐游轮。
So about 3 years ago, we had a chance. I had a chance with my wife to have a join the cruise in Mediterranean Sea.
有一天早晨我们就从罗马坐船坐到这个意大利北边的一个港叫 Geneva 的一个港。
So one day we had a chance to left Rome bound to a northern port called Geneva.
Yeah. 然后我们那一段时间呢我是每天有读经的习惯。那一段时间我刚好正在开始。要把马太福音从头到尾再读一次。
So that's about the time I start doing my regular reading, studying from Matthew, book of Matthew.
那天早晨我就从马太福音第一章第一节往下看。
So I started from the book, the Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. And
很多人读到马太福音第一章一直到第一节到十七节就跳过去了。
Many people probably will skip the verse 1 through 17.
因为这一段是讲耶稣的家谱。
Because it's about the genealogy of the Jesus.
那很多人对圣经不太熟的时候看了这一段看得莫名其妙。
So if you are not familiar with this, the story, so you probably feel kind of strange. This passage is kind of hard to read.
那里面的名字大部分都不晓得是谁。
Because most names there are unfamiliar to you.
然后那段时间，我做了这么多年基督徒了，我对中间有一些名字就慢慢比较熟悉。
So since being a Christian for many years, I start getting to know some of the names in there.
那在这些名字当中，因为我对圣经的人物特别有兴趣，知道上帝怎么。就造就带领这些人。
Because I'm very interested in China, in biblical characters, so to see how God lead those people.
那么，当我那天早晨在灵修读这段圣经，读到第十节、十一节、十二节，读到以色列人从巴比伦往回走的时候，那几个重要的领袖。
That day I read verse 10, 11, 12. There are a couple leaders, they were coming back from the exile of, in Babylonia.
那上面十二节那边讲了说撒拉铁 生所罗巴伯。
So there it talks about,
对不起，那个英文名字撒拉铁，第十二节。
Verse 12, it says that, there, Shealtiel, who is, the father of Zerubbabel.
是，他就是他的父亲。你知道读这个耶稣家谱，在新约里面有两个地方讲到耶稣的家谱。
So there are two places, talks about the genealogy of, Jesus.
那么，马太福音是这么讲，然后还有一个地方叫路加福音第三章，也是讲耶稣的家谱。
So, in book of Matthew and also in chapter 3 of book of Luke, they all talk about the genealogy.
那么这两个圣经，你看他读耶讲耶稣家谱的时候，方向次序不一样的。
So if you look at the two genealogy, the order of the things are different.
那么马太福音是从亚伯拉罕开始讲，往下讲。
So, from Matthew, it talks about starting from Abraham all the way down.
那路加福音是从耶稣往上讲。
However, in the book of Luke, it starts from Jesus and traces its way back.
那么路加福音讲上去的时候，讲到最后是讲到亚当。
So in Luke, it traces all the way back to Adam.
那么马太福音是从亚伯拉罕开始讲，他没有从亚当讲，他就从亚伯拉罕往下讲。
So in the book of Matthew, it starts from Abraham instead of Adam.
你知道，如果你看这个家谱，你知道这里面有很多莫名其妙的人物。
So if you read this name list, you know there's people in there which is hard to understand.
那些人特别是有四个特别的女人在这个家谱里面都列了名字的。
Especially there are four women in the list explicitly.
那从今天这个伦理的观念看，这四个女人都不怎么样。
Judging from today's moral characters, they are not a very in good standing.
但是他们在耶稣的家谱当中占了非常重要的地位。
Nevertheless, they hold a very critical position in the genealogy of Jesus' genealogy.
那我们也看这个，也看前面讲的，我只举例讲亚伯拉罕跟雅各。
I also previously mentioned Abraham and Jacob.
你知道上帝在历史当中拣选了你心目当中也许以为是英雄的人物，在那边完成他神国度的事工。
So you may have thought that God has chosen those heroic characters in the history to complete His God's plan.
开始的时候这些人都不是这样的。
But in fact, they were not heroes in the beginning.
这些人都是非常软弱的。
Those are the weak people.
经过好多年的操练，好多年的试探，经过好多好多的造就，到最后他才用了这一个人。
They've been used by God only after years of trials, discipline, and training.
我一个感觉，我说哇，上帝从历史当中拣选了这些软弱不堪的人。
So I thought, wow, God actually has chosen those people with lots of weakness.
使用他们
and use them,
就像使用你我今天一样。
Just like He will use us today.
我们刚刚被他拣选的时候，我们的生命，是可能。英文字叫 miserable, 非常不怎么样的一个生命。
So when we were initially chosen by God, our life probably is probably pretty miserable.
哇，那天早上当我读的这个家谱的时候，我心里非常受感动。
So that morning when I was reading this genealogy, I was quite touched.
然后把圣经放下来。
So I put down the Bible.
我跪下来，闭上眼睛。
So I kneel down and close my eye.
敬拜这位创造的主
，and worship this God who creates us.
他真的就这样使用这些历史上其实是软弱不堪的人。
Because he has used the people in history who are who were filled with weakness.
我们先来 看这个，哎，可以操控一下啊。这个是一个新的 remote controller， 所以要用一段时间才会好一点。我们先看一下蒙召服事是出于主恩典的拣选。
So we see first, our calling to serve is, the basis of the calling is really the God's gracious, choosing.
我们被上帝使用，不是我很能干，不是我很有才华，不是我很能怎么样，所以上帝拣选我。
The basis for our, service or calling is not because we are capable.
是他的恩典。
But because of his grace.
我们一起来说一下好不好，我们把这个 title 一起来读一下。
Let's read the title together.
来请蒙召服事是出于主恩典的拣选。你今天在教会里面或在一个福音机构做一个服事的，不管在哪一个阶段都是出于神的恩典。
So today when you serve in church or any kind of organization, it is all because of his grace.
拣选有很重要的一个目的。
The choosing the calling has a very important purpose.
拣选使我有了一个独特的身份，宣告神在我身上有他的计划。
This calling actually gives us a very unique identity that proclaims God has a plan in me, in my life.
我在教会五十多年，我现在已经退休了，我回想我这一生上帝在我身上的作为。
I've been in Christ for 50-some years and retired from the church ministry. And sometimes when I recall how God works in my life,
在不人生不同的阶段上帝使用我们做不同的事情。
So, God has used us in different places, in different stage of our life.
所以想一想，当你是被拣选的，你就有一个独特的身份。
So, once you're called, you have a unique identity.
上帝选择我，因为在他的国度里面有一个重要的目的。
He has chosen us because we have he give us a special purpose in his kingdom.
要借着我这个人在他的国度里面成就一些事。
So, we can accomplish, some part, a part of his plan in his kingdom.
有的时候我们碰到这个问题的时候会有一个困难。
Sometimes we, have difficulties when we, think about this subject.
究竟是神的旨意呢，还是人的旨意？
Whether this is really God's plan or it is our desire.
那有的时候讲预定论很不容易。
So sometimes it's hard to talk about the predestination.
那么拣选既然是被神预定，我们人的意志有什么意义呢？
So since calling is predestined by God, so what's the purpose of our free will?
拣选究竟是拣选的意义究竟是什么呢？
So what does it mean to be chosen?
我们今天呢在这里因为涉及到这里稍微跟大家稍微做一点解释。
Because we have touched on this subject, so let's explain this slightly.
神预定的意义是什么呢？
What does it mean to be predestined?
这个比较好的理解就是神定下标准和条件。
So A better understanding is that God has set forth a standard and a condition.
那么人的意志所做的选择和顺服的行动。
So the decision and the reaction of obedient reaction.
对，那就成就了拣选的结果。
Will accomplish God's predestined goal.
所以你我的选择和顺服很重要。
So it is important. Your decision is also very important.
人生常常走到一个分岔路。
So it sometimes we come to a crossroad in life.
那不管你看亚伯拉罕或者雅各
whether it's Abraham or Jacob,
或者其他的圣经里面所有的人物
or the story of all other biblical characters.
被神使用的人，每一
Those people who are used by God,
每一个人都会走一些人生的岔路。
Many of them has to face the choice in life.
重点在你如何选择。你要选择你，如果你走到一个山林线，你选这条道路，你往这边走；你选那条路，就往那边走。
So it's important to decide which way to go when you come to this a crossroad.
选择是很重要的。
The decision and choice, the choosing is very important.
我们今天要再强调看看摩西的选择。
So we'd like to see how Moses choose.
然后还要顺服神的带领。
And followed by the obedience to his God's leading.
下面我们跟大家分享一个叫做承担伟大的使命。要有成熟的生命。
So we said, in order to carry on a great commission, you need to have a mature life.
你看，摩西的人生其实是非常单纯的，三个四十年。
So his life can be simplified by 40 years.
前面四十年都在皇宫里面。
The first 40 years he was he lived in a palace.
然后到了四十岁以后，他就开始流亡米甸，在沙漠里面四十年。
Which then followed by 40 years in the desert of Midian.
等到八十岁的时候，上帝呼召他出来，领以色列人出埃及。
When he was 80, God chose him to lead Israelis out of Egypt.
所以对摩西来讲，这个选。在他的生命里面的选择就很重要。
So to Moses, his decision is very important.
那么我们先看一看他在前面四十年生活在皇宫里面。
So let's see the first 40 years he lives in the palace.
我们这里说他在皇宫里的生命是骄纵的年华。
So we call that the years he spent there are spoiled.
在那个年华里面，上帝没有给他使命。
So he did not have the calling from God.
他自以为很爱这个民族。
He thought that he loves his own people.
他愿意为上帝大发热心。
So he is willing to be zealous for God.
所以在这个四十年他的生活是什么呢
So what kind of life are he led in those 40 years?
就像我们今天有些人的生活可能也是生活在这种环境里面的。
Probably similar to what some of us here.
繁华奢侈的生活。
Prosperous or luxurious.
道德的生活很松弛。
However, the morally is very loose.
社会上勾心斗角
and people are calculating and backstabbing.
你诈我愚
cunning and cheating each other.
我相信在我们这边中年人以上的弟兄姐妹大概都有这个体验。
So I feel that if you have been passing your mid-age, you probably experienced some of them.
那生活在这种环境里面，尤其像我们生活在美国这种环境里面。是说起来是耳濡目染。
So if you have been here, especially in the United States, you probably have experienced and have seen you have seen your share of it.
上帝没使用他。
In those years, God did not use.
我们刚才读过一段圣经说，说摩西学了埃及一切的学问，说话行事都有什么才能。
So we read a verse previously. It says Moses was educated in all the wisdoms of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action.
但是这个时候上帝没有用他。
But nevertheless, God did not use when he was in such a state.
上帝认为他需要进入埃及大学，他在埃及大学的这个教育啊，只是教导他才智学识。
So God did not use him because what he was trained in a sense in the College of Egypt, all the education just give him the intellectual knowledge.
这个人是很有学问。
He's very knowledgeable.
各种事情他都学了。
He has learned all the knowledge.
他只能在上层工作。
And he can only work in maybe the upper class society.
1991年呢，我有个个人的经验。
1991, I had a personal experience.
那么在91年以前呢，我在美国跟这些学者工作了十多年。
Before 91, I had been working with many scholars for more than 10 years.
这些人都是非常有才智的人。
They are very smart people.
那我跟他们的 approach 都是理性的。
So the approach I have with them, they are very rational.
用了很多 IQ 的这种机会。
Practice and use through a very intelligent.
91年我回台湾。
So 91, I went back to Taiwan.
我的母亲告诉我，你有一个舅舅从中国来看我们。
So my mom told me that one of the uncle coming from mainland China to visit you.
听说我在逃亡的时候，逃难的时候，两三岁，我舅舅都是抱着我坐在船上，为我受了许多的苦楚。
And she said my uncle was actually suffering with me or for me when he carried me around when we were fleeting from China.
我母亲说你一定要看他，一定要来看他，因为他是算是你生命中非常重要的一个人物。
So my mom said you have to come visit him because he's very you should think of him as a very important person in your life.
Yeah, 几十年以后我看到他。我已经不认识他了，他已经腰有点驼了。他没读过什么书，他是一个乡下人，是一个农夫。
After so many years, I cannot even recognize him. With a crouching back and after so many years, he was not really well educated. He is but a farmer in the rural area.
除了经济上之外，我还有什么可以把我最好的？能够给我的舅舅，他是我这样一个大恩人。
So I thought he's such a benefactor for me. So how can I? What's the best thing I can give back to him other than provide some financial help?
哎，我就跟他传福音。
So I come to the decide to tell him about the gospel.
我就用我过去跟这些学者用的那一套。Approach 来跟他传福音。
So I start approaching him with the way how I usually approach those intellects.
他完全听不懂。
He couldn't understand what I said.
他完全不了解我在讲什么。
He couldn't figure out what I was talking about.
哇，我就想到摩西有这么高的才智啊。
So I thought Moses has such a great wisdom and a great knowledge.
他只能在上层的人工作。
He can only deal with people from the upper class.
上帝要引导他，要他带领这些以色列人，那些做奴隶做了几百年的人来出埃及。哎，我大概对不上。
So I thought, to use him to lead the people who have been slaves for hundreds of years probably is a mismatch.
另外一个方面也是一些刚刚很有才华的人，你知道在圣经里面真正有才华被上帝使用的人数不是非常多的。
If you look at the Bible account, there are not that many people with a great intellect was chosen.
我在我们中间很多高学位的人，对不起啊，我就把圣经真理告诉你，你不要太失望啊。
I know that we have among us the many well-educated people. I hope you won't be too disappointed. Just tell you one story of the Bible.
有新约，新约有保罗是非常有知识的人，旧约有这个摩西是非常有知识的人。
So in New Testament, we got Paul who is well-educated, and in Old Testament, you have Moses who is also well-educated.
其他大部分都是小民。
But the rest of them were mostly ordinary people.
这个关键在哪里？
What's the critical factor then?
今天我们探讨摩西，其实要把这个关键弄清楚，不是因为 我读书读得多，上帝不使用，不是这个原因。
So we need to make sure we understand this. It is not because we are well educated, so God does not use us.
在人的生命里面有很多的抉择。
So there are many choices we have to make in our life.
对摩西来讲，我究竟是走自己的路呢？
So to Moses, he has to decide whether he is going to choose his own way or God's way.
我在做工程师的时候，常常面临到钱财的问题。
When I was an engineer, I often have to face the decision of facing the financial issues.
我究竟想发财呢，还是要站做一个基督徒，不做那些不应该做的事情？
Whether to have the financial gain or to hold on to this Christian standard.
每一个人做专业都有这种选择。
And we all have to face this kind of choice in our professional
life. 你要走自己的路呢，还是走神的路？
Whether it's our way or God's way.
对摩西来讲，我保留身为王子的特权呢，还是认同是奴隶的以色列民？
So to Moses, he has to decide whether he wants to retain the privilege as a prince or to identify himself with the slave of Israelis.
这是民族情操。
So it's about its ethnicity.
还有，我选择繁华、权力与荣耀呢，还是居贫穷、卑微与低贱？
So do I choose the power and prosperity and glory, or do I live with poverty, humility, and the lowliness.
这些问题对你我没有一件是容易的。
None of these are easy for us.
但这却是上帝所要求的。
But that is a required decision from God.
被一个被神使用做大事的人，必须在这些上做正确的选择。
A person who carry on great mission needs to have a correct decision in these things.
当他做了正确的选择以后，上帝就把他送入一个严酷的操练里面。
So once you made such a decision, once he made such a important decision, God has put him into an even stricter training.
他以为我是一个埃及的王子，我有这么多学问，打死两个人算什么？用了血气想成就上帝的事工。上帝没有让他这样成就。
Maybe Moses thought he has a great zealous and even killed two people for the purpose. And but God did not chose do not consider his choice is the right choice.
我在教会看到很多的事情发生，一些很多的冲突发生。冲突。
So I have seen a lot of things happening in church. Sometimes conflicts happened in church.
那中间有一部分的冲突的发生，就是因为成熟度不够。
So some of the conflict arises from the immaturity.
我记得以前我们有个年轻的弟兄啊，一信了耶稣，他就把他名字改了。
So I remember there's a young brother who changed his name right after became a Christian.
他原来蔡某某，后来他就把他改成蔡神恩。
He changed his name from Cai something then to God's Grace.
你知道他显示他爱神。
To show that he loves God.
在教会里面大发热心。
So he has he became very enthusiastic and zealous.
然后教会就请他负责教会的一个刊物。
So church invite him to become the editor of the church publication.
然后他就跟其他的同工在一起做编辑的工作。
So he became one of the editors among all other.
他心里说：“我一定要把这个事情做得好，非常非常的好，非常合神的心意。”
So he said, "I must do well in this publication."
这个动机都很好。
Very good intention.
跟同工很难相处。
But very difficult when it comes to teamwork.
结果就是吵架吵翻了天。
And then they have a great arguments among them.
那些意见呢、啊、什么可能都是有理的。
All those arguments are from each side, they're all probably reasonable.
但是那个成熟度还需要操练。
But they need more training, discipline in the maturity.
教会里面如果发生冲突，那我们就回到这个人的灵命成熟度来讨论。
So, whenever there is a conflict, we need to observe or to see things from the point of view of maturity.
摩西前面四十年学了很多学问，但是他成熟度不够。
So even though Moses has learned a lot in the first 40 years, but he does not have the maturity.
特别是他灵里面的看见非常肤浅。
Especially his spiritual insight are quite shallow.
他看不到一个做领袖的人需要看见的东西。
He cannot see what a leader ought to see.
他可能看见高科技，他可能看见好的知识，他有很高的 IQ， 但是他没有 EQ。
He may have a great insight to the technology or IQ, but doesn't have the good EQ.
上帝就送他到那个 graduate school 去受训。
So God sent him to graduate school for further training.
这个 graduate school 就在沙漠大学。
So that's the graduate school of desert.
不是一年了，他读了四十年的 graduate school 是很不容易的。
So he spent 40 years in that graduate school.
所以进修米甸旷野大学的研究所。
So he went to this Midian Desert graduate school.
在旷野研究所学什么东西呢？
What is he learning in there?
哎呀，在那个漫长的孤单的岁月里面。熬练他的信心。
So it's through the lonely years, it trains up, tempered his nature.
我常常问上帝啊，我说上帝啊，我大学一毕业就奉献给你了，为什么你等到我年近黄昏的时候才呼召我出来做传道人呢？
So sometimes I ask God that I have been committed to serve you when I was relatively young. Why did you call me only after I'm going downhill?
哎呀，当然很多原因了，但是我想了半天，中间有一个重要的原因。
Maybe there are quite a few reasons, but at least I think there's at least one reason.
哎，我这个脾气可能还不够成熟啊。
So maybe my temper is not really mature.
我常常发脾气啊，很不容易就冲动啊。
Because I probably impulsive.
要教会里面做一个传道人，一天到晚跟人家吵架，这怎么得了啊？
If I become a minister and keep on arguing with people, how can that be?
上帝就用别的环境，像 graduate school。属灵的 graduate school 在操练呢，在学习啊，在磨啊，磨到我年近黄昏的时候，上帝才呼召我。
So God has used all different circumstances to help me to become mature.
这可能是一个重要的原因。
So this probably is one of the reason why I was called.
如果在我们当中有人有这个问题的时候，也许你应该想一想。
So if you think you have such an issue in life, you maybe
那年轻人千万不要这么想，说等到以后再说。
But the young people should not think this way.
重点是在你回应和顺服。
The important things you need to respond to the calling.
他重要的功课就是要学习卑微迁就辅就的艰难功课，要谦虚。
So the top lesson is to learn, become humble, to be humble.
上帝要拣选他做这些做奴隶的这些以色列人，要做他们的民族救星啊。
So that Moses can become the savior of a people full of slaves.
像他原来的个性，动不动就打死人。这种人能够做领袖吗？
Think about his impulsive nature, keep killing people whenever he desires. How can he be the leaders of people of Israel?
看看他旷野大学毕业之后的情况很不一样。
So after he graduated from the desert graduate school, he become a very different person.
你看他具有稳定的情绪。远大的眼光，锐利的洞察力和见识， 性格纯真，同情谦卑，完全依靠神，不依靠人。
So he become stable in nature, has a great vision, sharp, deep insight and knowledge, become pure in heart, full of compassion and humility, relies on God, not himself.
你说好不好？
Do you think that's a good thing?
我完全没反应，睡着了。
I guess you don't know.
你说好不好？
Do you think that's
当然好啊。
Of course that's good.
如果这个事情发生在你身上，你，我想你是非常非常的好。
So if this is you, I would say this is wonderful.
不是很没力气的好。
It's not a weak good.
但是有四十年的操练。
But he has the 40 years of discipline.
保罗也在。保罗得救以后，他可能大发热心啊。后来上帝送他到阿拉伯的旷野三年，读 graduate school。
So like Paul, he was enthusiastic to become a Christian, but God still sent him to Arabia desert for 3 years.
旷野大学很重要的工作。
So there is a great important task to be completed in the desert college.
就是完全依靠神，不依靠人。
That is to rely on God, but him, not himself.
那最近我听到一个牧师在讲到一个题目叫无用的仆人。
So recently I have heard another pastor talking about the subject or the topics on the worthless servant.
如果你读这个路加福音十七章或者马太福音二十五章里面都。全新约圣经里面就两个地方用到无用的仆人，在原文是一样的。
So, in those two places, Luke of chapter 7 and Matthew chapter 25 talk about the worthless servant.
一个做神的仆人的人，一定在神面前要说：“这是你的恩典，不是我有什么用，是因为上帝使用我，所以我是一个无用的仆人。”
So anyone serve God needs to come before God and acknowledge that it is your grace, not because of our capability.
如果我们的心态是都是因为我这样好那样好，所以上帝使用我使这个教会变得很好，要小心了，这不是上帝的心意。
Be careful whenever you think about that it is because my ability so that God used me to make this church better. That is definitely not the, what the will of God.
在今天在社会里面跟这个观念完全不一样。
It is almost opposite to what the common our secular world believes.
你就发现来到教会讲的这些想法跟社会里完全是很多想法是相反的。
So you can see that in church we often talked about this viewpoint that is opposite what in the secular world.
在社会里面说我优秀，所以你们找我。
In the world you said because I'm good, so you hire me.
因为我能力高，所以你们用高薪聘请我。
Because I have a good knowledge, so you hire me with a good pay.
我的管理能力很高，所以我做你们的老板。
Because I'm good in management, so I become your boss.
教会里不是这样的。
This is not how church functions.
教会里面的传道人是仆人。
So the ministers in church, they are servants to all.
原谅我，你们这些做长老、做执事的也是众人的仆人。
And forgive me that your elders and deacons are also servants to the congregation.
我们需要常常调整，说我是一个无用的仆人，都是因为主的关系，不然我就无用。
So we need to constantly remind ourselves we are the worthless servant, if not because God chose us.
在这里说，在这个创世纪里面呢，不是出埃及记里面第三章里面。神说你不要进前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地是圣地。
So in the Exodus, it talks about when God tell Moses, tell him that to take off your sandals, because this is a holy place where you stand.
刚才我们读经斯蒂凡也提到这一段。
So that's also in the passage we read earlier.
什么叫做脱鞋啊？
What does it mean to take off your sandals?
我们现在全部把鞋子脱下来，这会堂的味道会不太一样。
If we take off our shoes now, it will have a different atmosphere.
其实在这里，鞋子是代表什么呢？
So what does it sandal mean here?
鞋子其实代表工作。
You can consider that the work.
当约书亚要攻耶利哥的时候，他的工作就是要把工把耶利哥打下来。
So when Joshua conquering Jericho, his job is to bring down the wall.
耶和华的元帅告诉他，你把鞋脱下来。
So the commander, which is God, tell him to take off your shoes.
你今天的鞋是什么呢？
So what's your shoes today?
也许是你的学业啊。
Maybe it's your schoolwork.
或者教会的侍奉啊。
Or maybe it's a ministry you have in church.
或者在神学院里面的装备啊。
Or your training in the seminary.
上帝说 ,wait a minute, 等一等，等一等。
And God would tell you, wait just a minute.
先把你的鞋脱下来。
Take off your sandals first.
因为上帝看重一个工人工人本身胜于他的工作。
Because God cares about the worker more than the work.
如我们的生命在神的眼光当中比我们做什么更重要，我跟大家分享过。
So I shared with you before that what we are is more important than what we do.
鞋脱下来。
Take off your sandals.
先对付我的自我。
To take care of your self-centered nature first.
我跟上帝的生命有关联吗？
Ask yourself, do I have a personal relationship with God?
我跟神的生命是不是要重新的来重整一番？
Whether we need to rethink and reestablish the relationship between God and us.
我以前跟大家讲过一个笑话，有一次有一个姐妹跟她先生吵架，来我们家，我们跟她做 counseling。
So I remember I told you a joke that about counseling a couple who came to our house.
那个太太说，今天耶稣在这里都没用了。
So the wife said, even Jesus is here today, there will be no use.
我们的关系完了。
Our relationship is done.
谁这么说的？
Says who then?
他们现在两个人在外面做宣教士。
Two of them are now missionaries in the field.
我们读神学院的时候，院长常常教我们一句话说，我没有任何的坚持是主不能改变的。
So our deans, when I was in seminary, often tell us, there's nothing that we insist that God cannot change.
哇，你可能有些东西上帝改不了的。
Maybe your things you think that God cannot change.
你要记得这点，如果你有这点上帝改不了的东西，在那个之前上帝还不能使用你。
You have to remember before you can make that change, God is still cannot use
you. 跟上帝之间的生命重于那个工作。
So God cares about you more than your work.
摩西被呼召出来做工之前，上帝说先把鞋脱下来，先把鞋脱下来。
So before God calls Moses, he tells Moses to take off the sandals first.
然后神从荆棘里呼叫摩西说，摩西，摩西。
So from the burning bush, God called out and say, Moses, Moses.
摩西说，我在这里。
And Moses says, I'm here I am.
上帝就对摩西说，你手里拿的是什么？
And God asked him, what's in your hand?
你手里是什么？
What's in your hand?
是杖，他回答。
It's staff, he answered.
以前他手里很多东西啊。
In the past, there were a lot of things in his hands.
他以前是埃及的王子，是在他手里啊，那个 power 在他手里啊。
So when he was a prince of Egypt, he holds his hands has a power.
有埃及最先进的知识在他手里。
So the great knowledge is also in his hands.
有地位，有权力，有金钱， so, 什么都有。
So the power, status, they all have the money. He got them all.
40年以后, 他手里只剩下一根杖。
Up to 40 years, all he had left in his hand is that staff.
上帝就使用这根杖。
And then God used that staff.
那个杖专门赶那个羊的。
That is a staff for holding the sheep.
羊是很 stubborn 的，是非常顽固的。
Sheep, they are pretty stubborn.
哎呀，赶这个羊的杖。 摩西这个时候说：“我手里除了这根杖之外，我什么都没有了。”
And Moses said, "The only thing left with me is this staff."
上帝这个时候才使用它。
Then that is the time when God started using it.
使用它这个杖不是因为这个杖的本身，而是上帝的 power 在里面。
It is not because the staff itself, but because God is with him or in with the staff.
有一次，耶稣问门徒。 你们有什么? 有5000个人, 4000个人 在那边聚集, 没东西吃了。 耶稣说, 你们有什么?
So Jesus one time asked the disciples, saying there are people out there that has nothing to eat. Jesus asked the disciples, what do you have?
那么腓力就说了,
Philip answered,
他说我们这里有个孩童, 有5饼2鱼。
So he said, we have this kid with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
哇,这5饼2鱼。 耶稣祝福了，就喂饱了，5000人。So
when Jesus blessed the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, and it feeds 5,000.
不是这个5饼2鱼本身呢。It
is not the fish or the bread.
是上帝的工作在里面呢。But
God's work in
the fish and bread. 是在你的手里面呢。
Yeah, it's in your hand.
你要拿出来呀。But
you need to give surrender it.
你手里有什么?
So what do you have in your hands right now?
弟兄姐妹,我问你, 你手里有什么?
So let me ask you, brothers and sisters, what do you have in your hands?
老命一条, 其他都没有。
So that's only my life left.
就把这条命奉献给上帝吧。
So then offer that life to God.
上帝要借着你的所有的献上, 要成就神国度奇妙的事工, 相信吗?
Do you believe that God will accomplish wonderful things in this kingdom through what you offer?
相信吗?
Do you believe that?
哎呦，这声音太不够exciting了，相信吗？相信。每次我都要push你们，你们才稍微大声一点。要是我听到这个信息，我要跳起来，你能跳起来吗？一跳跳到天花板跳破了。
So you should all be excited when you hear this.
你手里有什么?
So what do you have in your hand?
你手里有一个 PhD 柜，上帝说给我，我可以使用它。
So if you have a PhD in your hands, you tell God that may God use it.
我手里有一个硕士学位，一个大学的学位，还有一个做烧饼、葱油饼的技能。
So if you have the skill, you have the graduate school degree, college degree, or the ability to make onion pancake.
哎，我这里只有这个技能，上帝啊，我只会做葱油饼或炸油条，送给你吧。
So if I know how to do the onion pancake, then I will let God use it.
上帝使用这样的人。
God is willing to use
使用这样的人所献出的东西,
use the things offered by this type of people.
我们最后看尾声服事当中仍然会有考验。
And finally, we're going to see that even in your committed service, there will be trials.
哇，你以为摩西哇经过这么多训练40年训练太好了？我领这些，你知道，如果你读出埃及记，他说当时大概有60万。 60万人出埃及。
You may think that God has trained him for 40 years. He must the rest of the way must be smooth. But then think about that he got probably 600 people to go out to come out with him from Egypt.
但是你如果算小孩跟妇女的话，可能是一两百万人。
It could have more than a million or two if you include children and women.
但是在这样多的人里面，很多人从来没有读过书的，可能完全没有知识的。
And there are many people among them were not educated.
虽然没有读过书，怨言却是会发的。
But those people without any education, nevertheless, they do have a lot of
experience. 发愿言这个才能不需要读过 PhD 的人才会做的。
So the complaints does not have to be trained with a PhD degree. Everybody would do that.
里面不对。 怨言就出来了。
They're constantly complaining about various things.
所以摩西在这个后来最后 40年带领以色列人在旷野里面游荡的时候 多少的困难。
So when they're wandering in the desert for 40 years led by Moses, you can see there's a lot of complaints.
你看这里有一张图啊,今天没有时间很仔细地讲了。
So we don't really have a chance to look at this map carefully.
其中至少有四次非常严重的发怨言。
So there are at least four different times they have serious complaints.
最后一次机会把摩西跟亚伦还有他们一起打死。
The last time they almost went ahead and killed Moses and Aaron.
这时候上帝做了工了。
So God has worked.
如果你读诗篇里面有个叫可拉的后裔, 知道吗?
So if you read a psalm, you remember the descent of Korah.
那可拉是什么人? 就是在这时候发怨言,后来掉到地里被吞灭的这样一个人。
So he is the one that been swallowed up by the earth, who made the complaint.
但是他的子孙后来得到这个教训以后,在主里面非常敬虔的。
And his descendant learned the lesson, become very pious.
所以, 旷野的大学训练完了,我们今天也许有些功课已经学了,可是在我们的服事的里面,
you may have learned the lesson from the desert. Have we used that in our service?
还有很多的工作还是要学习的。
There's still a lot of lessons to learn.
对摩西来讲,这边有四样, 旷野大学的晋升实习。
So there are four things he needs to learn in the advanced study.
40年旷野的研究所完了,还学习40年的实习。
So there are 40 years after the desert, he still have an internship for another 40 years.
所以他在这个实习的课程里面,他很坚持一个原则,不与法老。
So he does not compromise with the Pharaoh.
你在你的职位上面是不是有一些事情你会妥协呢?
Do you compromise in things you do?
跟这个圣经的原则冲突的是你会不会妥协呢?
Will you compromise on the biblical teaching?
还有在旷野里面好多野心的考验。
So there are in the desert also have the temptation of ambition.
哇,他可以做大头大老板,结果他后来都天天跟上帝,上帝啊,你不要找我吧,我不合适做这种领袖,这样我搞不过,没办法,这些人太难玩了,这样都不讲理,我这么成熟对他们还是没办法。
So he has to tell God that he is the matter is out of his hand because these people are really hard to deal with.
这些让我们学习，我们今天在我们世界上生活，就有的时候也像40年的旷野。
So the things we are doing today are probably just like what we see in Moses' life in the desert for
40 years.我们要学习。 跟着属灵的领袖走。We
need to learn to go along with the spiritual leaders.
我们要学习做一个好领袖。We
need to learn to become a good leader.
在我们人生里面开始做师父长，可能做百夫长，后来就做千夫长，然后做很多的领袖，做长老，这些人生不同的阶段，我们都要学习。
So in different stage of our life, we probably take on a job gradually, take on responsibility gradually.
不要发怨言。And
we need to learn without complaint.
一个人不发怨言,他的成熟度是非常高的。
A person without complaints is a person with great maturity.
有些不容易的地方,我们都要学习忍耐。
Though we need to learn the patience and perseverance in the things are hard to sustain.
从这个摩西的功课里面，我们看到。
So from the lessons Moses learned, we can see.
一个真正被神使用的人是一个真正谦虚完全依靠神的人。
So a person who are used by God is a person who is humble and totally obedient to God.
是一个与神同行人的记号。
Which is a sign of a person who walk with God.
虽然上帝使用大部分没什么学问的人，为什么会使用这些没学问的人？因为他们容易顺服，他们骄傲比较少。
So even though God has used a lot of people without a lot of great knowledge, probably because they are more obedient.
我天天跟上帝说，因为我的知识，我学问很多啊，知识很多啊，工作经验很多啊，我是一个很容易骄傲的人。
So I often tell God that because my such a great training and intellect, I'm a very arrogant person.
上帝使用有学问有才华的人。
God do use people with great talent.
可以借着这些人完成一些别人完成不了的事情。
They can accomplish things other people cannot do.
最重要的就是他们有没有学会谦卑的功课。
But more importantly is whether they have learned the lesson of humility.
你今天的旅程处在神国度计划的哪一个阶段呢？
So which part of the stage are you in the kingdom of God?
你跟神的关系如何呢？
How's your relationship with God?
有没有蒙召呢？
Are you called?
你有使命感吗？
Do you have the sense of mission?
你愿意完全委身吗？
Are you fully committed?
我今天就在这里向你挑战。
So this is a challenge for you
today. 我们一起低头做祷告。
Let's pray together.
在你低头的时候，我在这里有一个感动。
So while you bow your head, I have this inspiration.
我要问，在我们当中有多少人愿意献身心与神委身做他的工作？有多少这样的人？
I ask how many of you are willing to commit yourself become part of the God's work.
过去不管过去怎么样，从今天你愿意重新献身。
Whether you have done in the past, you desire to commit yourself.
有这样的人，请你举手。
So if you think you are willing to make such a decision, please raise your hand.
还有吗？
Thank you.
好，谢谢。看见了。我要问。有多少人愿意好好的委身在神教会的工作上？
And how many of you I'm going to ask are willing to commit himself in the church ministry?
有这样的人吗？委身教会的事工，我知道很多人已经委身了，但有些人可能还没有完全的委身，不管会不会碰到困难，我都愿意委身，有这样的人吗？
Yeah, I know many of you have committed yourself in the church ministry.
请你举高一点，我看一下。
But if you have such a desire,
很好，谢谢，谢谢。我最后要问，有一些人可能需要接受操练。
So I'm going to ask the third question. There are many of you may need to be disciplined or trained.
重整跟上帝的关系。
Reestablish the relationship with God.
我不是说训练技巧。
I'm not talking about the skill.
而是操练你跟神的关系。
But the discipline of
以前你从来就没有过的。
Maybe you have never done this before.
你今天愿意这样做的，有这样的弟兄姐妹，请你举手。
If there are brothers and sisters like this, please raise your hand.
好，谢谢。好，我们一起站起来，我们来祷告。
So shall we all rise and pray?
主，我感谢你刚才为这些举手几十位的弟兄姐妹向主献上感谢。主啊，他们是在你面前向你举手。主啊，你看见他们的委身，看见他们的心愿。主就求你接纳他们，使用他们在你伟大的国度计划里面，让他们真正明白你拣选他们在你的国度里要成为器皿。我谢谢你，感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。请坐。
Be seated.